Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One part of action movies that are consistent nowadays are the one-person army. It's basically a trope detailing a person who can take on multiple enemies at once. It goes as far back as samurai movies, and is still vibrant today. But we don't really see that many women in the role, though. There are a couple that have come in the past few years, like Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, Ava with Jessica Chastain, and the very poorly titled Peppermint starring Jennifer Garner. But the one-woman army trope is probably done the best by Geena Davis in The Long Kiss Goodnight. The Long Kiss Goodnight is a 1996 action film directed by Rennie Harlan and written by Shane Black. As stated, it stars Geena Davis as Sam Kane, a schoolteacher who has developed amnesia and seeks to find her missing identity, along with a down-on-his-luck detective played by Samuel L. Jackson. However, what she soon finds will be much more dangerous than she could ever believe. Shane Black, as stated before, is the writer for the film and is another brilliant script to add to his extensive portfolio. A portfolio which includes Lethal Weapon, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, The Nice Guys, and The Last Boy Scout, which also deserves its own You've Never Seen. But The Long Kiss Goodnight has a good script that, as usual, provides great chemistry for its two stars. Geena Davis delivers a brilliant performance as Sam Kane and Charlie Baltimore. The absolute seamlessness of transitioning between both characters shows her versatility, and it's a shame she hasn't really gotten her chance to shine since then. Also, a fun little thing I noticed is that at the exact halfway point of the film, she completely changes her look to go back to Charlie Baltimore and completely changing the direction of the entire movie. Even Samuel L. Jackson does great in this film, which is no surprise there. And although I don't think this is his best role, this is definitely his most compelling role. He delivers a performance that feels believable and shows not all the characters he plays are the best at what they do, or that he doesn't need some special one-liner to win people over. Through its incredible performances, good set pieces, and big action scenes, The Long Kiss Goodnight has seemingly fallen into the abyss of obscurity in the 28 years since its release. This was due to Rennie Harlan and Geena Davis' reputation in the industry in the 90s. They were married at the time, and 2 years before The Long Kiss Goodnight came out, they were making a film called Cutthroat Island, which had a chaotic shoot and an even more chaotic reception, breaking the Guinness World Record of the biggest box office bomb of all time. It not only destroyed the idea of making a successful pirate film for nearly 10 years, but also established both Harlan and Davis as a cautionary tale in the industry. Though at the time, Black had already sold the script for Long Kiss Goodnight before Cutthroat Island came out. In the wake of the film's release, the idea of female leads in an action film were also a sign of failure at the box office, and most of the discourse surrounding Cutthroat Island carried over into The Long Kiss Goodnight. Which is sad, really, because the film has a lot going for it. It's a film that's very anti-establishment, which I love, even sort of bringing the idea that the American government causes attacks on the people and blames it on terrorists as a way of bleeding Congress of more money for funding. Seeing characters fight against corrupt governments is something that I personally love, and having an action film on a much shorter scale than most normal films is good for me. The film isn't that big of a spectacle, and is very contained. Nothing super big like True Lies, or nothing too complicated like the Bourne movies, though I love all of those films. But still, The Long Kiss Goodnight does have its fans every now and again, including the stars of the movie. Rennie Harlan has said that this film is by far his favorite to make, noting Black's screenplay and both performances for being complex and acted well. Geena Davis has also come out to say that this role is one of her favorites, alongside Thelma from Thelma and Louise. Even Samuel L. Jackson has come out to say that this role is his favorite, as well as talking about how the studio didn't advertise it well for a film that he considered a masterpiece. Well, I think it's definitely worth a watch, especially for the writing and acting in the film, with probably some of the best performances in both Davis's and Jackson's career, and that's saying something. The Long Kiss Goodnight is available to stream on Tubi, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.